Our epistle lesson today is Romans 5, 1 to 5. Hear this word of the Lord for you today. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand, and we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. Not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Let us pray. Good and gracious God, pour out your Holy Spirit upon each and every one of us. We pray this in your Son's name. Amen. I was reading the Presbyterian Outlook email this week, and editor Jill Duffield was talking about her experience attending several high school graduations this year. She noticed something interesting. The adults who spoke at these commencement ceremonies tended to tell all the young people to follow your passion, pursue your dreams. You can be anything you want to be. Do what you want to do in life. But the young people who spoke at the graduations had a completely different focus. They talked about how we're all in this life together. We need community. Relationships are important. Isn't that interesting? I know that millennials, those born from 1981 to 96, get a bad rap for supposedly being selfish. And Generation Z, those born after 96, those young people are often disregarded. But the truth is that these generations are very concerned about community and relationships. And apparently, Generation Z is very important because they're a bigger group than even the baby boomers. I wonder if the younger generations know something that we don't. The power of community. My husband Ed, after years of night school, graduated recently with his bachelor's degree from Southern Nazarene University in May, and his commencement speaker was Dr. Daniel Gomez, a Nazarene pastor and professor from the country of Senegal in Africa, and he gave an inspiring message, and it was not just a cheerleading session to go follow your dreams, be who you want to be. Which makes sense because he was talking to a lot of adults who had gone back to school and others who were getting advanced degrees. But his message, he said, was for all ages, and it was about the power of community. He specifically mentioned an African concept called Ubuntu. I originally heard about this from Archbishop Desmond Tutu of South Africa, who worked on the reconciliation of his nation after the fall of apartheid. This Bantu term Ubuntu basically means I am because we are. It is recognition that our human connection makes us who we are. It's our identity. No one is an island. Now, isn't that a message we all need to hear? Especially in this country where we revere rugged individualism? Ubuntu says we exist because we are a community. In Malawi, they have the same concept, Ubuntu, which has the same meaning. And we've learned firsthand from our Malawi friends the importance of community in their country. Villagers know one another so well that they help raise each other's children. They mourn together. They gather resources for anyone who is sick. They know they need one another. Here in America, we barely know our neighbors' names, and we can live for years without needing our neighbors. Why would we need any other people? We've got Google, Alexa, security systems, and every kind of electronic device. It seems like only natural disasters bring us together with those around us. So what are we missing? What do the millennials and Generation Z have to teach the rest of us? What can we learn from this concept of Ubuntu? All this talk of community, it's so appropriate for this Sunday because today is Trinity Sunday, a liturgical holiday. It's why we have the white pyramids up here. And although we tend to ignore it, some people argue it is just as important as Easter or Christmas because it celebrates the Trinity, our God who is three in one. I think it's very important to talk about it, especially in a time as deeply divided as today, because the Trinity embodies true community. The three persons in one are persons who are in a community of love and relationship, of collaboration and care. The different persons of our one God work together, just as we see in John 16 and Romans 5 today. God sends His Son, our Savior Jesus, to die for us, to save us from sin. Jesus promises the Holy Spirit. God the Father pours love into our hearts through the power of the Spirit. They all work together so beautifully. And do you remember what the name of God is in the Bible? It's I Am. That's what Yahweh means. I am. That's the name God gives Moses at the burning bush. It's also the term Jesus uses to describe Himself again and again in the Gospel of John. Jesus says, I am the light, the life, the bread, the living water, the salvation, the good shepherd, the gate. It is surely no accident that Jesus uses a term like I am. After all, Jesus is God. So is Holy Spirit. Which brings us back to this concept of Ubuntu, which means I am because we are. Isn't that great? Ubuntu is about relationship and community, and our God is about relationship and community. Because the truth is, we always exist in community of some kind, whether we admit it or not. No one comes into this world of their own accord, right? Don't we always exist because of others, because of relationships? So does the Trinity. And just like the Trinity, we are stronger when we are together, aren't we? Stronger together. Trinity Sunday is often overlooked because, frankly, it's hard to understand the triune God. Three persons in one is confusing and mysterious. It's not easy to understand, even though we sing about it every Sunday in the Gloria Patri and the Doxology, and we repeat our belief in it in the Apostles' Creed. It is mysterious. But what's not mysterious is that there are three persons who are connected, working together, loving one another, and living in community. Which brings us to us. We human beings are made, each one, in the image of God. According to the creation account in Genesis and the whole of Scripture, we are made in the image of God, and that is why Paul can call us the temples of the Holy Spirit. It's why Jesus promises that the Holy Spirit will live in us. It's why God pours love into our hearts. Because we are made in the image of God, we are made to work together. We are never truly alone, even when we feel lonely. We need only call upon the rest of the body of Christ. Friends, if you follow Jesus Christ, you are not alone. You have a whole family of faith. I heard one of you say this week that so often the church family is more like a family than our own flesh and blood. That is true. It's been true in my life. Maybe it's been true in yours. Christian community is powerful. We are a band of loving relationships, just like the Trinity. That's why Paul keeps calling us the body of Christ, not just Christians. Because we're made to work together, just as different parts work together to make up the whole body. Really, life is not about us as individuals. It is about us as a community, a family of faith. When have you seen this power of the family of faith? When have you seen the power of being better together, stronger together? I think about this every time we have a session meeting because I'm always amazed that when we get the elders together, the ideas, they just start flowing and this power to follow God's call is just multiplied. I saw this at the ladies' lunch and retreat Wednesday. I saw the power in each of those lunch tables as women shared their stories and their encouragement and love for one another. It reminds me of a Christian author named Stan Ott, who runs the Vital Churches Institute. We studied some of his materials when we were going through the New Beginnings process several years ago, and he writes about the power of community and the importance of coming alongside one another in ministry. In fact, he says that we're doing God and the church a disservice when we are lone rangers trying to do ministry all alone. He believes that we should always invite at least one other believer to join us and help us, even as pastors, because that is the biblical model. I've learned the power of this principle over the years of ministry, and I try to do ministry here with you, not for you. I truly believe, and I see that we are a community of faith together. It's not me here and you over there, right? We're together. We're stronger together. And I believe we're called to reflect the Trinity. We're called to pattern our lives after the triune God, the three in one. We're called to reflect the nature of the God we follow and love. The question is, how are we doing? How are we doing as a church? Are we really being the body of Christ? Are we a loving community of believers? I think much of the time we are, especially when we serve together, when we worship, when we fellowship together, when we pray together. But we all know the church doesn't always show the love of God, does it? That's one reason people stay away from the church, because they don't find the love of God in the church. And truth be told, it isn't easy to always be a loving community, is it? It's hard to reflect the love of God. We don't always see eye to eye. We don't always get along. We're often in church with people who are quite different, which I think is wonderful. And we have to really exercise the grace of God to love and accept our brothers and sisters in Christ. What if picking up our cross and following Jesus means following alongside people we would never hang out with otherwise? And even when we do love one another, we all go through hard times, ups and downs in our own lives and as a community. We know that we will suffer, right? This is why God says, do not be afraid so often, because life happens and life can be scary. It's why the prophets like Isaiah remind us that God's always with us, especially in the waters and fires of life, because there will be fires and floods in our lives. Being the body of Christ doesn't make us immune to suffering. What it does is give meaning to our suffering. You know, another thing Jill Duffield noticed about the young people speaking at graduation ceremonies was exactly that. It was the young people, not the adults, who talked about how life will be hard, but we can make it because we have one another. Friends, as Christians, we can take that a step further. Life is hard, but we have one another and we have our triune God. We all know we will suffer. That's a fact. But as Paul says in our Romans 5 passage today, our suffering produces endurance. Our endurance produces character. That character produces hope, which does not disappoint us. Why? Because God has poured love into our hearts. And that love of God makes all the difference, doesn't it? We will suffer, but our living triune God can use that to strengthen us and give us hope, a hope that does not disappoint. And that hope is not just for us as individuals. It's for our whole family of faith, our Christian community. That's why Paul continually uses the words our and we, because we are all in this Christian life together, and we are stronger together. We are better together than we are alone. This is exactly why we care about things like getting clean water for our sister Presbyterians in Malawi, Africa. Because they are our brothers and sisters in Christ. We are the body of Christ with them. We are a family of faith together. And clean water actually builds community in Malawi and with us. Teresa and I have been researching the nonprofit in Malawi that will install the water wells that our presbytery is raising money for. Each well costs $450. And each church in our presbytery has been challenged to raise money for one well. Well, I'm happy to tell you that we've already raised over $1,000. So we are on our way to building three wells, which is amazing. I really encourage you to learn even more by Googling Marian Medical Mission online. Safe water is so crucial to life and community. Unsafe water and lack of basic sanitation kills more people annually than all forms of violence, including war. 663 million people worldwide do not have access to clean water, and almost half of that population, 330 million people, live in Africa. East Africa is especially concerning because 84% of those water-deprived Africans live in rural areas there. Marian Medical Mission works in Malawi, Zambia, Tanzania, where women and children are especially affected by the lack of water. And they are the ones carrying any water to their homes. In sub-Saharan Africa, 1 in 5 children die before their 5th birthday due to waterborne illness from dirty water. These women and children spend around 40 billion hours per year carrying water. 64% of households rely upon the women alone to retrieve that water. And the long walks to get the water can be very dangerous. It can lead to harassment, sexual assault, animal attacks, and lost education as children miss school to fetch water. It's also a great physical strain because a typical water container weighs about 40 pounds when it's full, and that really takes a toll on someone's back over time. Marian Medical Mission has built over 35,000 wells in Malawi, Tanzania, and Zambia, providing over 4 million people with a sustainable source of safe drinking water. Friends, only with Christ is all of that possible. And we have the privilege to be a part of such a great mission. Because the Malawians are our brothers and sisters in Christ, we have the obligation and the opportunity to help them. We all know how eye-opening it is to hear from our Malawian friends when they visit, or fellow Presbyterians travel there. They know about suffering firsthand, a kind of suffering that most of us can only imagine. They face famine, flooding, drought, disease, and death on a regular basis, but they have learned that their faith in Jesus and their community are the keys to not just surviving, but thriving. This is one of the lessons they teach us in America. We may think we can do life alone, but isn't it so much better? So much easier, so much more meaningful to do life together. Friends, that is our good news of the gospel today. Just like our triune God, our lives are better together. We are stronger together. And we reflect our awesome God when we are together. May we seek to strengthen that awesome community as we follow Christ. And to that, all God's people say, Amen.